5 minutes to turn, next course is 017.
The USS Gabriel Giffords is the newest littoral combat ship in the Navy's fleet. I was on board as the ship first arrived in San Diego one sunny morning in July.
So we're coming in here to the dock in San Diego. One of the things that makes the LCS different from other ships is the propulsion. Instead of a rudder, they have these water jets down here, which make the ship much more maneuverable.
The LCS are fast, traveling at more than 40 knots, which is basically slow highway speed. It uses technology in place of a larger crew. The Giffords Bridge is relatively empty coming into San Diego. Executive Officer Sean Cowan says the average ship this size would have a crew of roughly 300. The Gabby Giffords has 70.
The destroyer I was on here, we had like 19 people up in the pilot house. I think it increases situational awareness because you don't have 19 different opinions. You have two opinions and the captains and the navigators.
Despite high marks from the Giffords crew, the LCS program has had a stormy rollout. In 2016, the ship recorded 5 breakdowns during deployment. A San Diego crew was left stranded in Singapore while the Navy reworked the program, dumping some of its loftier ambitions. Gone, an idea that sounds a little like Legos, where the LCS would swap parts in the field to allow one ship to perform 3 different kinds of missions. Gone, a novel way of mixing and matching crews that likely added confusion.
They tried to make the LCS all things to all people and became very wedded to it.
Steve Ellis is with the watchdog group, Taxpayers for Common Sense.
It's supposed to be relatively inexpensive, but as they've found, the price went up quite a bit, and then also they're getting an inferior product.
In December, a longtime critic of the program, Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, grilled the Pentagon about the problems, including a price tag that has doubled the cost of the LCS, originally $220 million per ship when it was first budgeted in the mid-2000s.
Admiral, we are going to start holding people accountable. We're talking about millions of dollars here.
The General Accounting Office recommended Congress stop buying new LCSs until they solve the problems. Even so, Congress is considering buying as many as 3 more ships in the upcoming defense budget.
Great to be here in San Diego.
In late August, Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer met with the crew of the Giffords during his first trip to San Diego. He says the Navy is figuring out how to use the new ship.
We're solving the issues as they come along.
And the problems are large. The Department of Defense questions whether the LCS can survive an attack, so the Navy is adding firepower to all the LCSs. Near Guam, the USS Coronado recently tested a Harpoon missile for the LCS. The Navy said the Giffords won't deploy without an upgraded missile system. Defense analyst Brian Clark says the LCS was designed in the early 2000s to patrol areas near shore at a time when coastal waters were often friendlier to U.S. forces. Now, critics say, the world is more dangerous and the smaller, lightly armed ship is more of a target than a deterrent.
The environment has changed such that you need a ship that's able to defend itself to a much greater degree than LCS is able to do.
This summer, the Navy turned its attention to a different kind of vessel. It began asking for proposals for a new frigate, better suited for the more dangerous environment the Navy faces today.
The lessons would be don't try to accelerate something like a shipbuilding program where it's going to last for a long time. So something that's going to last for several decades, you probably want to take the time to make sure you get it right when you start.
Clark says the Navy moved too quickly from design to building and bet on technology to catch up, but it didn't. It's a lesson the LCS's critics hope won't be repeated as the Trump administration looks to expand the Navy in the coming years. From San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.